Not even comedian Stephen Colbert could liven up a Federal Election Commission hearing, but the comedian did set some precedent today as the FEC voted 5-1 to allow him to set up the Colbert Super PAC, or Political Action Committee. That means Colbert can take in donations, and Viacom, which owns his show on Comedy Central, can contribute resources like staff and show video to promote his PAC, with some caveats. Today's ruling could have wide-reaching consequences, as Commissioner Ellen Weintraub noted before voting.
Of course, what we tell you will apply to other folks as well. Now, whether there is anybody who is quite similarly situated to you, Mr. Colbert, I'm not sure. You may just be unique. But we have to be careful that the advice that we give to you will also be appropriate when the commentators on Fox and MSNBC and all the other networks decide that it's not just advice for Comedy Central.
Ken Vogel of Politico was at today's hearings. Ken, what's this about? Does Colbert really want a PAC, or did he, some people believed, want to get the FEC to define some limits on last year's Supreme Court Citizens United decision that allowed corporations and unions to make unlimited political donations?
Well, he was clearly trying to highlight what many people, including his lawyer, the campaign finance advocate who he brought in to help him with this stunt, feel is you know, really a proliferation of federal funding in federal elections, of corporate funding rather, in federal elections as a result of this Citizens United case. And so he filed this advisory opinion request as part of an ongoing gag that featured many bits on his show about Citizens United in what seemed to be an effort to draw attention to this, but potentially also campaign finance advocates hoped would be something that might spur a tightening of these loopholes that they believe are out there that allow pundit politicians like those on Fox News to be able to use the network's airtime to promote their political action committees. However, there was the possibility also that this could have had the opposite effect, that it could have widened those loopholes. So commissioners were very careful, as you heard Commissioner Ellen Weintraub there say in the bit of audio that you just played, to make sure that they narrowly tailored their advice to him. And, in fact, they did amend one of the drafts to make it clear that this does not allow a wide use of this advisory opinion by other political action committees. This is very narrowly tailored to Stephen Colbert.
Well, he asked for something called a press exemption, which already allows networks to report and comment on political campaigns without that being considered a contribution. But he wants to go further. He wants to collect money, as we said, and actively campaign. So we understand they told Viacom that as soon as this kind of stuff, which is now on his show, goes beyond his network, let's say one of his campaign ads ends up on another network, they have to disclose.
That's right. If Colbert Super PAC, which, by the way, didn't formally exist until right after this hearing and after this vote, at which point he filed papers to create it with the Federal Election Commission. So if Colbert Super PAC uses, pays, basically, using contributions that it has collected from whomever, corporations, unions, individuals, in fact, he was collecting money with a credit card swiper after he after this ruling came down, and he gave a speech to his fans outside the hearing. So if they use that money to air these ads on another station, in other words, on a station other than Comedy Central, then Colbert Super PAC would have to disclose precisely how much money would have to value and disclose how much Viacom, Comedy Central's parent company, paid in staff time and resources to produce and cut the ads and also to maintain the political action committee. Well, he had a couple of lawyers from Viacom down here with him today to help him with this. So conceivably, that type of thing, the staff time from these Viacom lawyers to help him with this, could be considered a corporate in-kind contribution if he goes and tries to air these Colbert Super PAC ads on other stations.
Ken Vogel, I only got 10 seconds or so, maybe less. But as you said, Fox already employs Sarah Palin and Mike Huckabee, who both have PACs. Does this mean that Fox News can now say we want to contribute to their PACs as well, or that they may have to disclose if they already do?
It could in very, very narrow circumstances. However, that didn't stop Stephen Colbert afterwards when I asked him outside of the FEC whether he thought this would help Fox News pundits like those who you described. He said, I think I should get bouquets of flowers from Karl Rove and Sarah Palin. So clearly the shtick will continue regardless of the specifics of it.
Ken Vogel of Politico on today's hearing before the FEC, granting comedian Stephen Colbert his super PAC. Ken, thanks.
Hey, thank you.